daily for finally Frackin' Friday. It is that time once again. And yes, let's get this out of the way. Next week, there needs to be a break for a couple of reasons. One, it's the last week my other kids are here. We get to party and stuff. Also, I need a week to transfer everything to the new laptop. Because this laptop that has served us ever since the return of the Daily Show has been dying for a while. Just ask PRS. And we're putting this thing out to pasture, so to say.
Bronze it.
I'm just saying its leg is broke. That's all I'm saying. Welcome to the... Welcome to the fantastical second day of August. It's so weird. You know, it's been a long month already. We're the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing it to you today. Well, the man who was told, nope, you got to come back to work next week. That there's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Close your eyes and pretend it's all a bad dream. That's how I get by.
And hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Where does this attitude of general unpleasantness come from?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
As soon as I possibly can. What happened, Joe?
I can't read the stories. My eyes are closed. Oh, 1858, the first mailboxes in the United States, which are already in use in Belgium, are installed in New York and Boston.
That's a long commute. 1870, Tower Subway, the record sub shop. The first tube railway in the world is opened under the River Thames in London, England.
1909, the Army Air Corps purchases its first aircraft from the Wright brothers for $25,000. The aircraft, designed to Army specifications, is capable of carrying two people at speeds of up to, wait for it, 40 miles per hour. The plane, designated Signal Corps Airplane Number 1, is the first military airplane in history.
1926, the first Vitaphone sound on disc film is debuted by Warner Brothers at the Wanda Theater in New York. The sound is recorded on a 16-inch disc playing at 33 RPM. Ask your grandparents. It's thought these films will eventually replace live theatrical entertainment. Sure.
1931, Albert Einstein urges all scientists to refuse military work.
He also said, damn the man, Empire Records forever. 1932, the positron, the antiparticle of the electron, is first discovered, photographed, by physicist Carl D. Anderson. He'll receive the Nobel Prize for it on a day we'll tell you about later.
Little known fact about Albert Einstein, he is the first person to celebrate Rex Manning Day. In 1939, Albert Einstein and Leo Szilard, representing fellow physicists who have discovered that an atomic bomb could be built from uranium, write a letter to Franklin D. Roosevelt explaining the dangers of Germany developing atomic bomb capabilities before the United States and inviting him to Rex Manning Day.
1985, Universal Pictures releases the sci-fi comedy film Weird Science, directed by John Hughes, starring Anthony Michael Hall, Kelly LeBrock, and Elon Mitchell Smith, who is currently a professor in Texas.
1996, 20th Century Fox releases the sci-fi action film Chain Reaction, directed by Andrew Davis and starring Keanu Reeves, Rachel Weisz, Morgan Freeman, and Fred Ward.
1997, Wizards of the Coast is granted a patent for several basic CCG techniques. They will use these patents to leverage a contract to become Nintendo's manufacturer of the Pokemon card game for North America, Europe, and the Middle East. Don't mess with...
Smart move. 2006, the Sci-Fi Channel's original television series Eureka premieres in the UK and Ireland on Sky One under the title A Town Called Eureka, with the episode Pilot Number 1. The series made its world premiere in the US on July 18th.
Oh, the town was called... Oh, damn, that makes the whole... Okay, birthdays?
See, in Australia, the show is called Crikey. Haley Eisenberg, 27, The Pepsi Girl, How to Eat Fried Worms, and Bicentennial Man.
Edward Furlong is 42, from T2, Detroit Rock City, American History X, Green Hornet, Pecker, and the upcoming Terminator Dark Fate.
Really?
Yep. This is a direct sequel to T2.
Oh, neato. I don't remember him being in the Green Hornet movie. I'll have to go back and rewatch that. Plus, he was also in one of the Crow movies.
Yeah, well, I left that out on purpose.
Kevin Smith, 49 years old, he created The View, Askewniverse, Red State, Tusk, comic books. He's a podcast mogul. He's got movies galore, but he's a kind of a personal hero. To name one director that has more quotable lines from movies, nobody.
And he almost directed a Green Hornet movie. Mary Louise Parker is 55, from Fried Green Tomatoes, Red 2, Spiderwick Chronicles, Weeds.
Victoria Jackson, 60 years old, from SNL, Casual Sex, and Went a Little Nut Bar there
just
in the 90s.
Just a bit. Joanna Cassidy is 74. That's Zora in Blade Runner, Dolores in Roger Rabbit, Vampire in Brooklyn, and Body of Proof.
Born to Stay No Longer With Us, 1905, Myrna Loy. Nora in the Thin Man series, which of course was re-released on DVD if you listened to yesterday's episode. Yep. Mr. Blandings builds his dream house and Airport 75.
1914, Beatrice Straight from The Crucible, Network, and Poltergeist.
1924, Carol O'Connor, Archie Bunker, and All in the Family, Gillespie in the Heat of the Night, and Return to Me.
1932, Peter O'Toole from Lawrence of Arabia, Goodbye, Mr. Chips, and one of my favorite films ever, My Favorite Year.
Yeah, I gotta watch that. And known fan of alcohol.
How drunk do you think he was on the set of Supergirl, though?
1939, Wes Craven, writer-director from The Hills Have Eyes, Last House on the Left, Swamp Thing, Elm Street, Serpent, and the Rainbow Scream. He's the man that taught so many people what horror is.
1943, Max Wright from The Earth to the Moon, Playing for Time, The Stand, and Willie on ALF.
On CBS, we've got a new Love Island, a rerun of Hawaii 50, and Blue Bloods.
ABC, the team finds themselves forced to suffer through hellish conditions as they are critically pressed for time to prevent everything they know from ending on a new Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in 2020.
NBC has a new rerun. New? No, a rerun of American Ninja Warrior and Dateline.
If it's the first time it's happened, it is a new rerun. So, Fox, it's a rerun of First Responders Live and MasterChef.
Is Master Chief a first responder? Is CW has new Masters of Illusion and The Big Stage.
Freeform is showing Toy Story and Toy Story D.
Go make Toy Story 1 look like Toy Story 2. AMC has a new Lost World, Jurassic Park.
A&E has got a new live PID.
FX has The Heat.
FXX, Simpsons Law star Lisa, Lard of the Dance, and Lisa gets an A.
FXM has Lone Survivor.
Oxygen Channel, a hike in the Rocky Mountain National Parks takes a deadly turn when a woman falls to her death and the victim's husband finds himself being questioned by Rangers, hopefully Power Rangers, on a new Dateline Secrets Uncovered.
Paramount has Walking Tall. We're not sure which version, but either one of them is a good time.
BBC America has the forgotten John Candy movie, Summer Rental.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what that was.
Yep.
Sci-Fi has a trio begins to question if there is a traitor amongst their numbers after escaping from the lady and rejoining Lucy outside the memory matrix. Words are fun. On New Killjoys.
TBS has Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 and E-League Gears 5 Episode 6. There's a bunch of numbers, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because after her bachelorette party, a dance studio instructor finds herself in danger when an exotic male dancer takes an interest in her and lets the vendetta get the better of their judgment as he attempts to prevent her from getting married. Carissa Staples, Rochelle Smith, and Crystal Joy Brown star in Psycho Stripper.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. While a guest of King Jack under a flag of truce, the wizard Xander resurrects a killer zombie to murder Prince Stefan, who is also there, seeking shelter from rain that causes death. Trey Zonde, what have you done? But the creature goes out of control and lays siege to the castle. Prince Chad and Prince Stefan team up to defend from the dead out for revenge. Who knew this would turn into the walking champions and magicians? Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Well, no, there's not, because with all the conventions happening this weekend, everybody was far too busy packing to make anything happen. But if you're going to get drunk at a con, and it's a con, so you're going to, why don't you send us some kind of drunken text message? You can type an email even if you'd like. Just send that to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or even better, you can do one of those famous Carol the Cat, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and I've been drinking for 6 hours and I'm going to say something pithy by sending a voicemail to the magical number of
510-GRD-CROW.
You could just practice the alphabet backwards because you might need it.
Wait, are you a pie thief?
Calling all Dungeons & Dragons fans. If you like actual play podcasts, then I urge you to check out a new one. It's called You Meet in a Tavern, starring a halfling monk with a Napoleon complex, an honorable human paladin with an arsenal of horrible impressions, and an animal-loving half-elf druid whose bonds are covalent and mortgage-backed. We are 420-somethings with dull jobs by day, letting our inner nerd kid shine through our first ever D&D 5th edition campaign together. Come listen to our quest on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at YMIA Tavern. That's You Meet in a Tavern, because every good story starts in a bar.
This is Larry O'Moore, a fantasy illustrator for a long time, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And if you're anywhere this weekend where you see him, you buy that man a drink for me, right? That's what we do.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
They probably do. What's out in the theaters there, sir?
Well, in limited release, diagnosed with a fatal condition, Frankie Carver is released from prison after serving 19 years of hard time. With only a short time left to live, Frankie must desperately try to make amends with the son he left behind while he plots a bloody course of revenge, tracking down his old gang to make them pay one by one. Benjamin Bratt and Nicolas Cage star in A Score to Settle.
Also in limited, there's a documentary about the life and work of late actor, beloved actor, Anton Yelchin in Love, Antasha.
And in nationwide release, ever since hulking lawman Hobbs, a loyal agent of America's diplomatic security service, and lawless outcast Shaw, a former British military elite operative, they've swapped smack talk and body blows as they've tried to take each other down. But when cyber-genetically enhanced anarchist Brixton gains control of an insidious biothreat that could alter humanity forever, and bests a brilliant and fearless rogue MI6 agent, who just happens to be Shaw's sister, these two sworn enemies will have to partner up to bring down the only guy who might be badder than themselves. Rock the Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Idris Elba, and Helen Mirren star in Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw. But if you come out of Hobbs and Shaw still craving more superhuman feats of strength, then tune in to Svengoolie on MeTV. He has the story of a destitute Dr. Frankenstein, who, upon returning to his home village to continue his experimental research, revives his old creature, but a hypnotist wants the monster to control for himself. See Peter Cushing in 1964's The Evil of Frankenstein.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. That's dramatic reading. DC Comics is ready to go cosmic as they're planning to release a live-action New Gods movie through Warner Brothers, at least according to tweets by the project's director, Ava DuVernay from Selma and A Wrinkle in Time. Now that's big news for comic fans because Darkseid, the DC Universe's equivalent to Darth Vader and the Emperor rolled up into one big tyrant you love to hate, is finally coming to movies. Darkseid, often cited as a direct influence on the creation of Darth Vader, George Lucas kind of said something about that. He debuted in New Gods stories by comics Titan Jack Kirby, who had already co-created the Avengers, the X-Men, and the Fantastic Four at that point.
Oh, you mean the guy who's a ripoff of Thanos?
If by a ripoff you mean came out like 3 years earlier.
Oh, well, that is a problem.
Well, yeah, there is a Thanos problem. Simply put, for those who don't know, the looks and motivations of both Darkseid and Thanos are so similar that it's kind of stupid.
Oh, that does not bring a smile to my face.
Both are giant blue-purple aliens who look like they could be chiseled from stone. They each have children who have sworn to kill them. One has the Omega Beam. The other wields the Infinity Gauntlet. One seeks the anti-life equation. The other goes out with death. They each rule over a martial-minded planet and control vast armies of weird alien shock troops. They share a dream of snuffing out most, if not all, life, and each is vexed by Earth's superhero citizenry.
Yeah, but only one was in Smallville for like 10 seconds.
True, true, true. Moviegoers don't know that Thanos was created by the very talented Jim Starlin from Marvel Comics and introduced 3 years after his DC doppelganger. He even once said he was told to rip off Darkseid, which means DC could either give Darkseid a risky makeover that could alienate core DC and Kirby fans, or stay faithful to Kirby's original vision and risk outrage of moviegoers who will call it a cosmic copycat.
Oh, so that's why he was an Injustice League.
Yeah, pretty much. The Fourth World Saga, as Kirby's magnum opus came to be known, is a celestial struggle between the heroic New Gods, led by the Zeus-like High Father, Light Ray, Big Barda, Black Racer, Metron, and the invidious minions of Darkseid on Blighted Apocalypse, Desaad, Granny Goodness, Mantis, Malice Vundabar. It's really awesome. And I'm pulling for DC here. They deserve the credit, and I want them to be ahead when the two Titans face their next same character battle, Swamp Thing versus Giant-Sized Man-Thing.
And now, in a Jason Gregory Banks will squee update, Hideaki Anno, who gave us one of the most interesting Godzilla films in years with Shin Godzilla, well, now he's turning his attention toward another Tokusatsu icon, the legendary size-changing superhero, Ultraman.
And not Jaguwa.
Tsuburaya Productions and Toho, alongside animation studio Kahara, have just formally announced Shin Ultraman, a new movie project reimagining the Ultraman mythos in a similar manner to Shin Godzilla's take on the king of all kaiju's cinematic legacy.
So a hideously horrifying, ever-evolving Ultraman? I'm still in.
Matthew Project says, call me. Set to release in 2021, Shin Ultraman will once again see Anno partner up with Shin Godzilla's director Shinji Higuchi, who will direct Shin Ultraman, while Anno will produce and write the screenplay. Although the announcement notes that an initial script was drafted this past February, Anno will fully join the project once work on the long-awaited Evangelion 3.0 plus 1.0, the final entry in his rebooted movie adaptation of his seminal mecha existential crisis anime series, has come to a conclusion ahead of its planned release in 2020.
Then he gets to work on Shin Evangelion.
Shin Godzilla gave Anno the opportunity to give us a weird-as-hell take on Godzilla that was as grim as it was occasionally bonkers. So seeing what he can do with Ultraman's alien absurdity, from the legacy of different ultra heroes across the franchise's vast history to the series' weird, less superheroic roots in the alien investigation series Ultra Q, and maybe he will tackle his biggest challenge yet. Shin Boba 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 Boba.
We've talked about it for some time now, about, you know, how dated American TV is.
Right. Clip shows are lazy. By the way, our patron subs will be getting their reward soon.
Thanks to streaming, we have seen the rise of TV being done in a new way.
Regular TV can't do nudity.
Tell that to NYPD Blue. Leading the new change for TV is Fox, who is reportedly shifting its programming strategy around, the big change being an increasing push towards shows with shorter runs rather than the traditional 22 episodes of a broadcast series.
They've been doing that for years. They call it canceling shows I love. And I'm looking hard at you, Fox.
While Fox is still in the business of ordering programs for traditional longer runs when justified, going forward, it's open to increasing the number of shorter run shows, with those series likely to be a combination of well-known IP period pieces about famous figures or genre shows with a bunch of world building.
And then they will send the show to Hulu.
Fox's Entertainment has ordered three shows to run before the year's out, 90210 and A Moody Christmas, which are both six episodes each, and What Just Happened with Fred Savage, which is nine episodes.
Which is brilliant, by the way. If you haven't seen What Just Happened with Fred Savage, watch it. It's amazing.
Manny Coto's new drama series, Next, will also consist of only 10 episodes.
It's a good size season.
Shorter seasons cuts down on padding, so we could see the end of the dreaded clip show. Now, we just have to work on those damn commercial breaks and getting more nudity.
We're looking at you, Dennis Franz. There are very few people in the world who are as wealthy or technologically inclined as Tony Stark.
Well, I keep buying lottery tickets.
Till then, it's not likely that we'll be building our own Iron Man suits, let alone an entire hall dedicated to a bunch of them. That's why Hot Toys is giving us a chance to live out that fantasy. They have created a miniature Iron Man Hall of Armor collection featuring all of Tony Stark's Iron Man suits from the first crude Mark I model, first crude Mark I model built in a cave with a box of scraps, and the much more advanced Mark VII from the Avengers.
Sadly, we're not going to get one with a nose.
Inspired by Tony Stark's display of armor in Iron Man 3, this collection of miniature suits and display dioramas shrink the suits down to an easy-to-collect size. Each individual armor display stands about 4.7 inches tall, has LED light-up effects, and each of the diorama displays connect to each other in order to complete the set for the ultimate collectible display.
Why don't we have a Batsuit version of this?
As of now, it's only Mark 1 through Mark 7 that's available for collection, but I wouldn't be surprised if Hot Toys kept adding to it for all the fans out there who might be anxious to get all the various suits of armor created by Tony Stark. That could end up being very expensive, but we don't know how much these will be going for individually. Plus, there will also be a set that gives you the entire collection in one package, but those will only be available in select markets.
I will import the Sorcerer Supreme armor if I have to.
Which sounds cool. Until you realize how many different YouTube videos of the best setup we will have to suffer through. Still no word if there will be the Iron Man Mark AA.
This weekend will bring more than 65,000 attendees to the annual Gen Con event in downtown Indianapolis.
64,999. Apparently, my invite got lost in the mail.
If you're going, have fun. And be prepared if you're flying in for the event. You're going to want to be prepared for possible, no definite, traffic hassles.
I was going to take my Iron Man 2099 armor, too.
The main interstate connecting downtown to the airport is closed. It's been closed for a bit and will remain closed until after the convention concludes on Sunday. The closure of I-70 eastbound and westbound from the South Spirit, the intersection of I-70 and I-65 south of downtown Indianapolis, is scheduled to open 6 a.m. Monday, August 5th.
Oh, sounds like you're going to have an Uber problem trying to get up Lyft.
Indiana Department of Transportation spokesperson Mallory Duncan said they have been in communication with Visit Indy, the Indianapolis International Airport, and Gen Con, as well as other events and conventions coming to town, to disseminate information via social media and airport digital message boards.
Oh, they really want you to feel like it is a con. Lines from the get-go.
Chris Gall, Senior Vice President for the Visit Indy, said the organization has been working with Gen Con over the last month to prepare attendees for road construction. He said an estimated 25% of convention goers are arriving by air, and 75% will drive in for the event. So, get your ways ready, be patient, and roll for initiative. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 96.3.1. See, it's a rope. They have dice. They all have dice. It's fantastic. Drop us a note, won't you, please? Let us know how traffic was for ye. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Also, if you happen to be at BronyCon, say hi to Kever. He's there somewhere partying his ass off, because that's what he does. We're going to miss you, BronyCon. We are. I understand you didn't want to ride that thing out forever. Sorry, I stole that joke from you. God, that's so wrong of me. Hey, drop us a note, won't you, please? It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can drop a voicemail, too.
510-GRD-CROW.
And what, they didn't go with putting out the pasture?
Oh, God, they really should have. Remember, next week we're off, but we'll be back next week with a new laptop, so everything will run smoothly, where nothing can possibly go wrong.
What do you think? It stinks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Frederick, did you hear me?
All Baltimore heard you, Ma.
Your friends are here.
Friends? What the? Come on, Ma. How many times I gotta tell you, don't break people down here, man?
I can't see too good. Is that a young bearded Han Solo? What happened, man? You lost so much weight.
No, dude, I gained 30 pounds.
Oh,
who is that?
Well,
you know what? Doesn't matter. Dude, what are you even doing here? Because I'm rocking 5 generators just so I can stay online. And since you're being hunted by assassins, it doesn't really make me think like this visit is very productive or healthy use of my time. And hey, don't touch that, all right?
CB radio? A little low-tech for you guys, isn't it?
Low-tech. Dude, that, my friend, is an end-of-the-world insurance system, okay? So when the last microchip goes down, I'm gonna be able to stay in touch with whoever's out there, whether they be zombies or not. I'll tell you that right now. What'd you bring your dad here for?
He's cool. He's into the whole gaming culture.
Nice poster.
Oh, what, like you a big fan of the Fat?
No. He's always more of a Star Wars guy.
Star Wars guy? Who is this man?
Dump truck. I'm not his dad. I'm a cop. How about that?
I'm a police officer. Cop. I'm sorry. Thank you very much.
Why'd you bring a cop into my command center?